English Reading Practice, Exercise 15, Goal Setting Blueprint, Step 1, Intermediate Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. See the link in the description. And a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin. Step 1. Intense desire. Rocket fuel for your goals. Have you set goals, personal or business, and failed to achieve them? Here is a crucial question. Why? The answer is simple. Because you did not have a strong enough desire. Notice the wording of step 1. Intense desire. In other words, a passion. Rocket fuel is powerful. The energy it releases boggles the mind. Intense desire can do the same for us when we set goals. Are you working on a goal right now? Is it faltering or not progressing as fast as you would like? Analyze the intensity of your desire. How do you identify intense desire, passion? It's what keeps people working all hours, up early, late to bed. It's what fueled Steven Spielberg from the age of 13 to be a movie director. It's what powered Whoopi Goldberg from childhood out of impossible circumstances to be a successful actor. The desire dominates conversation, thinking, actions. How do you intensify desire before you set goals? Consider this question. Where do desires start? How do they form? Unlike animals with their internal programming called instinct, the human mind has the colossal potential for reasoning, coming to conclusions, thinking things through. So desires start in the mind. Research has shown that impulses are transmitted through electrochemical processes across the synapses. These are tiny spaces less than 1/1,000,000th of an inch across, which separate the brain cells or neurons. Patterns and tracks are formed in our thinking processes. Think the same thought regularly, and it becomes a habit, forming a deep track, like a well-used path across a field. On the other hand, an occasional thought may pass through the mind and be forgotten. This is just like a path seldom used, which becomes overgrown. Now apply this information to the desires you need to cultivate before you set a goal. A desire may come into the mind and soon be forgotten in the everyday routine of life. But keep thinking about it. Keep your mind focused on it, and what happens? The desire becomes strong, very strong. Then, action follows right after. So back to our original question, how can you intensify desire before you set goals? Take as an illustration a work of art. After many years, the picture suffers from pollution and discoloration. it may only be a shadow of its original glory. But after it has gone through a meticulous restoration process, what happens? The picture breathes life and vibrancy again. Why? Because now you see the detail. There are moods, objects, expressions in that picture you never saw or felt before. Detail makes the difference. How then can we intensify desire? By listing details, particularly benefits. Once the list gets past 20 or 30 benefits, your goal becomes unstoppable. Why not do this exercise today with one of your goals? What if you set goals to develop skills or awaken a dormant talent or ability? Write down a huge list of the benefits this will bring you and your loved ones or your business. The more you write, the more details your mind conjures up, the greater the intensity of desire becomes. This is the first step of goal achievement and the foundation. With intense desire fueling your goals, you have every chance of rocketing to success when you set goals. Let's go to the next video. Step 2, write down goals to tie them up. Well, that's the end of the reading. Be sure to check the goal setting resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Goal Setting Blueprint series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.